Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is another weekly podcast with Deacon Mario McGill, where we always building the kingdom of God here on earth, and always, I mean always, lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord to everyone. This is the day, amen, that I am so grateful, hallelujah, to come together and talk about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful, amen, for God allowing me and choosing me for a time as this to share God's word, amen, with you on this weekly podcast. I don't know, amen, how many of you are saved, amen, or how many of you have given your life to God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. But I'm here to share with you, thus says the Lord. And I'm here today to let you know that God loves you, amen, and he cares about you, and he wants to enter into your situation, amen, whatever you may be going through, amen. So as I said, I don't know how many of you may be saved, amen, or how many of you may have given your life to God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. Some of us, amen, and some other people and other belief system may be wondering, why should we give our life to God through Jesus Christ, amen? Well, let me help you and let me explain it to you. It all started with the first man, Adam, in the book of Genesis chapter 2 and chapter 3, where God put man, amen, the first man in the garden, eastward of Eden. God put the first man, Adam, in it, and God blessed it and formed it, this garden, amen. And in this garden, amen, God made every tree in the garden, hallelujah, to grow that was pleasant to the sight and for good for food to eat. Hallelujah. And there was also another tree in the midst of the Garden of Eden, or the Garden of Paradise. And the tree was the knowledge of good and evil. Hallelujah. In verse 15, hallelujah, in Genesis chapter 2 says, and God took man, Adam, and put him in the Garden of Eden, or paradise, to dress it and to keep it. Hallelujah. People of God, Adam was given a request or a command from God. He had a responsibility. Adam had a job to do. Just like a lot of us, God will give us, hallelujah, responsibilities in this life here on earth. God will give us a job. God will give us a request and a command, amen, on something to do here in the earth. So God will give us responsibilities in this life. God will give us a job to do on our job, in our home, in our church, in our ministry, amen. We have a responsibility, hallelujah, like Adam. In verse 16, hallelujah, it says in Genesis chapter 2, it says, and the Lord God commands the man Adam, saying, hallelujah, saying to him that out of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. He gave him permission. Out of every tree in the garden, thou shalt freely eat. Remember, I said that God had blessed the garden of paradise, or the Garden of Eden, amen. And he made trees to come out of the ground that was pleasant to the sight, hallelujah, and good for food to eat. So God commanded him. He said, I wanted you to take care of this garden. Hallelujah. I want you to dress it. I want you to keep it. That was his request. That was God's command to Adam. That was Adam's responsibility. Hallelujah. Just like God is going to give us responsibilities in the earth. today. Verse 17 says, but God commanded him, said, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of. Hallelujah. But thou, if thou eatest of this tree, Adam, thou shalt surely die. I want you to know, people of God, that God was not talking about a physical death, but God was talking about a spiritual death, being separated from God. Hallelujah. And see, that's what the devil or Satan wants. He wants us to be separated from God through the temptation of sin and wrongdoing. Let me say that again. Hallelujah. God told Adam, he said that you may freely eat of every tree. You should may freely eat of. Hallelujah. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of thereof. If you eat of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt surely die. God wasn't talking about dying physically at that moment, but he was talking about dying spiritually, being separated from God. Amen. And that's what the devil wants. He wants you and I to be separated from God through the temptation of sin and wrongdoing. So therefore, brothers and sisters, this temptation of sin from Adam and Eve caused sin to come into the world. It caused the death, hallelujah, to come into this world. It caused this sickness and disease to come into this world. People of God, it caused it evil to come into this world. Hallelujah. It caused it wrongdoing to come into this world. See, Adam didn't know wrongdoing. They didn't know sin. Hallelujah. Sickness and disease wasn't in the world. Evil wasn't in the world until Adam disobeyed and did what God told him not to do. Hallelujah. How many of you know when we disobey and do what God commands us and requests us not to do, we cause wrongdoing, we cause evil, we cause sickness, we cause disease to come into our life. Amen. We cause separation to come into our life. Hallelujah. Due to the temptation of sin that we fall into. Hallelujah. That's why the word of God said that it's not common unto man that temptation come, but God always makes in a way of an escape. Hallelujah. That we don't have to fall to the temptation of sin. People of God, I want you to know that it was a consequence. Hallelujah. For that sin or that disobedience that Adam have committed in the Garden of Eden. Something happened as a result of what Adam and his wife Eve had done. That sin fell on all mankind, me and you as well. That's why, hallelujah, we are in need of a savior. That's why we are in need of someone, amen, who was without sin, who could come in and bridge in the gap, to bridge in the separation that Adam and Eve had done when they messed up for being disobedient to the command of God. Hallelujah. It doesn't pay us, people of God, to be disobedient. Hallelujah. So we need a savior. Hallelujah. That's why I say that we are saved by grace through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why I said earlier, I don't know how many people have given their life to Jesus Christ. I don't know how many people have surrendered their life to Jesus. Amen. Because he is the key. He is the bridge that will bring us back into an intimate relationship with God that Adam and Eve messed up in the garden. So we needed a savior. Amen. We need someone who was without sin to bridge in that gap. Hallelujah. And that man is Jesus, the Christ, in which we can all receive salvation through him. If you will go with me for a moment, hallelujah, to the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23. And it decrees and it declares to us, amen, in the passage of scriptures, it says, for the wages, of sin, the reward of sin is death. I'm going to say that again. Romans 6, chapter 23 says, for the wages, of sin is death. Meaning the reward of sin is death. Not a physical death, hallelujah, but a spiritual death. Thank you, Holy Ghost. A lot of people are walking spiritually dead due to their disobedience, due to their not following the request or the command of God for their life. So they're allowing sin to reign and rule in their life due to their disobedience, due to they continue to fall for the temptation of sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember I said that in the beginning, sin wasn't in the world. But sin entered in through the disobedience of one man, which is Adam. But grace came into the world through one man, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So in Romans chapter 6, 23, it says that for the wages of sin is death, or the reward of sin is death. This is not a physical death, but a spiritual one, separated from God. But the scriptures also said, amen, but the gift of God, hallelujah, is eternal life through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the gift that was given to us by God. In Rome and John chapter 6, 3 and 3:16, it said, for God so loved the world that he gave us a gift. He gave us his son, Jesus Christ, that any man shall believe in him shall not perish, but have what? Eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the gift of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to tell you this, and I pray that it encourages you. In Romans chapter 6, amen, verse 11 through 13, it says this. It says, likewise, amen, this is Apostle Paul who was a chief of sinners before he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. When his name was Saul, amen, he was persecuting Christians. He was doing wrong, amen, to the people who believe. But when he had a spiritual encounter with Jesus, amen, something happened. His name changed. His attitude changed. His mission changed from persecuting Christians. And he became a Christian, amen, and he started preaching the gospel of Christ. So Paul said, likewise, people of God, I reckon ye also yourself to be dead. Indeed to sin, to be dead to wrongdoing, but alive unto God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want to take my time with this. Amen. That someone may grasp what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Verse 12 in Romans chapter 6 says this. Hallelujah. It says, let not sin or wrongdoing therefore reign or rule in your mortal body or your flesh, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Hallelujah. That's such an encouragement to us today. Let me read that again. It says, let not sin or wrongdoing therefore reign or rule in your mortal body or in your flesh, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Why? Because it caused separation between you and God. And only Jesus can bridge in that separation once you accept him. So we do not need to let sin or wrongdoing of this flesh rule and reign in our mortal body or our flesh, that we should obey it in the lust thereof. Hallelujah. Verse 13 said, neither. Somebody should say that to themselves. Neither yield or give up your members as instruments or tools of unrighteousness unto sin. Hallelujah. But ye give yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members of your body instruments or tools unto righteousness unto God. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. Neither yield or give up your members, hallelujah, as instruments or tools to unrighteousness unto sin. Don't render your hands to unrighteousness. Don't render your ears or your eyes or your tongue or your mouth, amen, or your feet going places that where there's unrighteous acts are unto sin. But rather render your instruments, your tools, your members, amen, your hands to lifting up to praise God, your mouth to speak the word of God, your ear to hear, because faith come by hearing, and by hearing the word of God, amen, unto God as tools of righteousness unto God. Verse 14 says this in Romans chapter 6, and I pray that you get something spiritual out of this. Well, thus says the Lord. It says, for sin, wrongdoing that unpleases to God have dominion and power over you. Don't let sin, don't let wrongdoing, hallelujah, things that are displeasing unto God have dominion, hallelujah, and power over you, people of God. This was Paul encouraging the Roman church. Don't render or give yourself up to unrighteousness, but give yourself up, amen, as tools and instruments unto righteousness unto God. Don't let sin and wrongdoing, things that is displeasing unto God, have power and dominion over you. Hallelujah. People of God, thank you, Jesus. I want you to know today that in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says that ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. You have overcome the things of the world. They'll try to separate you from God. The word of God says, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Greater that he that's in you, the spirit of God that's in you, the power of God that's in you, than the temptation that's in the world that's trying to draw you away from God. People of God, I want to encourage you, amen, as I encourage myself today on this weekly podcast, that God have deposited something in you. He deposited his spirit in you. He deposited a part of him in us. And that's why it's so important to give our life to God. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. It's important. It's vitally important today that we give ourselves, we surrender our life unto God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has paid the price for us. God has given us power over sin. I'm going to say that again. God has given us power. God has given you and I power over sin, over wrongdoing. God has given us power to do the right thing. To make the right wise choices in life. To make the right godly decision. God has given us power over temptation in this life that the enemy tried to bring our way. One thing I know is the devil studies you. The devil studies you, and he knows what you like. And he presents what you like, what the flesh is like, so you can bite it and fall for it and fall into temptation of sin, like Adam and Eve, like they fell into temptation. And it caused sin to enter into this world. But God said, do not let sin, hallelujah, reign or rule in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it. Do not let sin or the things that's displeasing unto God have dominion and power over you today. Why? Because God has deposited himself in you, and greater he that's in you than he or the temptation that's in the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God has given us power to over sin. God has given us power to do the right thing, to make wise decisions in life. God has given us power over the temptation. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God will always make a way of an escape. So when temptation come or wrongdoing come, amen, you will not fall for it. Hallelujah. That's why we should always pray. That's why we should fast. That's why we should always connect and fellowship with other believers, that we may be empowered to overcome the temptation when it's come. The Bible says that the enemy will come and try you three times try. Tribulation will come and beat up against your house. But if you are built on a solid foundation, amen, your house won't sink. It will not fall to the temptation. There's the three things, amen, that I want to point out to us today on this weekly podcast. Do not let sin reign in your mortal body. Do not let sin or wrongdoing have dominion and power over you today, amen, because you have power and you have a Savior who have came and paid the price for sin, that you do not have to fall for sin any longer. The Bible says this in 1 John. It says that if any man say he have not sinned, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. Hallelujah. But God says this. He said that I have come that you may overcome sin. It's not the sin that's in us. It's the practicing of sin that causes us to be separated from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's three things that I want to point out. Amen. Three powerful points that I want to point out in successful Christian living. And that is, number one, we always have to surrender ourselves unto God. Yes, we have to stop fighting against the will of God for our life. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. Number one, the first power point, amen, and these three power points of successful Christian living, the first one is surrendering or surrenderance. We must stop fighting against the will of God for our life because we want to do our own thing. We want to live our own life. Hallelujah. I want you to know that our life was already predestined or ordained by God before we was born. Amen. So we must stop hiding from God. We must stop resisting him and surrender to his will. Hallelujah. I want you to know, people of God, today is when we stop fighting and resisting and surrender to God, we can truly be blessed and be used by God to bless others in this life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, once we stop fighting and resisting the will of God and surrender to his will, we truly can be blessed. We truly can live up under open heaven, and we truly can be used to bless others in this life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The second power point, amen, of the three power points of successful Christian living is love God with all your heart, soul, and strength, and do everything that you can to please God by helping others. That's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus would do for you. That's what he has done for us by giving his life, amen, that we may have life more abundantly, that those who believe in him shall be saved and have eternal life. They will be saved from eternal damnation apart from God in hell, because heaven and hell is real. Hallelujah. And the last thing, amen, that I want to share on this weekly podcast, amen, do not let sin reign and rule, amen, in your mortal body, in your flesh. Do not have things that displeasing unto God have dominion and power over you, but you have power over it, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And the last thing, amen, is obedience. Yes, we have to be obedient to God. We have to be obedient to the word of God. I want you to know, amen, as I point out, obedience is better than sacrifice. I don't care how much you may have. I don't care how much you may give. Amen. I don't care how much you may obtain in this life. God wants your obedience to his word. God wants your obedience to his voice. Hallelujah. God wants your obedience to the set man of God that he uses, that he'll put over you. Come on, somebody. God wants your obedience. God will not lead us wrong in this life that we live here on earth. God won't lead us wrong. So once we obey his commandment, thank you, Holy Ghost. In Proverbs chapter 3, 4, 5, it said, trust, hallelujah, Hayabosha, in the Lord, and lean not into your own understanding, but always acknowledge God, and he shall direct your path. God will direct your path in the right way. He said, let the word of the Lord, let it be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. God will not lead us wrong in this life that we live here on earth. Hallelujah. I thank God that he is leading us and guiding us and protecting us and keeping us. I thank God for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that came in and was a substitute for our sins. For the wages of sin is death. He came in and he died a horrific death for us, that we may have a right to come back to God. That's why we need a Savior. Why? Because Adam and Eve dropped the ball in the Garden of Eden. God told them, he said, I'm going to put you in a good, blessed place, a place of peace and tranquility. I'm going to bring up every tree out of the garden that is good for sight and good to food to eat. But it's one tree that I command and will crush you not to eat of. But as soon as you eat off that tree, amen, you should surely die. How many of us are eating off the unforbidden tree? How many of us then being disobedient to the command of God, that causing chaos, that causing sin to rule in your life? God said, surrender. Love God. Be obedient. And you do those three things, we will and shall live a successful Christian life. Do not let sin reign and rule in your mortal body, but render yourself, render your instruments, render your members as tools to righteousness instead of unrighteousness. Hallelujah. I pray, amen, that someone got something out of this, amen, out this weekly podcast. Don't let sin reign in your mortal bodies. Don't let sin reign in your flesh, amen. Don't render yourself to the things of this world, temptation, that it may have power and dominion over you. But know that God is in you. He deposited a part of him in you. And great is he that's in you, people of God, than he that's in the world. Thank you for always tuning in, amen, this weekly podcast with Deacon Mario McGill, where we always building up the kingdom of God here on earth, always lifting up the name of Jesus, amen. I pray that you got something out of this. Keep me in prayer as well as I keep you in prayer. And remember this, amen. Neither yield or give up your members as instruments or tools to unrighteousness, unto sin. But render and give yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members and your body parts, amen, as tools unto unrighteousness. Do not let sin rule, amen, in your mortal body. Do not let sin or wrongdoing, things that's displeasing unto God, have dominion and power over you in the name of Jesus. I love you. God bless you.